This is the Green Student Ministries Middle School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. We are committed to our students being known, knowing Jesus, and becoming kingdom workers. We hope this podcast serves to encourage, challenge, and to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. This is Green Student Ministries.
So, hey, everybody, welcome to the GSM podcast. This is
hello, the in-between.
I'm Adam.
I'm Betsy.
And we're hanging out. Betsy.
I feel like I'm just doing different every time. I don't know. I don't want to sound the in. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're here. We're back for another week. And we're excited. We have like a new little mic set up. So we've got fancy little stands for our microphones now.
Yeah, because we don't have to hunch over. That's like the best part.
We had back problems recording our other podcasts because we had to hunch over the microphone. Basically turned into Smeagol.
No, don't.
I'm not.
Don't do it.
I refuse. I've already done it one time on here. But anyways, we hope that you guys are having a really good week. We've been having a pretty good week. There's been a lot of really fun things happening. Seventh and eighth grade, we're together again in the middle school room, and this Sunday, everybody's back.
Everyone is back.
Everyone's back. Sixth, seventh, eighth.
Crazy.
I know. I'm pumped.
Sixth grade.
Yeah, sixth grade. So this is actually going to be their very first time in there because they were fifth graders last year, obviously. So it happens before sixth grade. You're a fifth grader. And but now they're going to be in the middle school room with us for the very first time. And we're just really excited to have them. So I'm pumped. It's going to be good.
It's going to be cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited. If you're listening to this, 6th, 7th, or 8th graders or parents, remember that we need you guys to register online for a spot. Just that way it helps us know like who all is coming and who all is going to be there and stuff. So yeah.
Let us know if we could be chill or just run around with our heads cut off.
That's right. I hope not. And then maybe eventually if we're ever allowed to have food in the building again, then we'll have a head count for like donuts and stuff.
Donuts.
I miss donuts.
Me too.
I miss
sharing food.
I do too. Like, I feel like that's honestly one of the most sad things that I feel has come out of COVID is just sharing food with large groups of people.
Yeah, the reluctance to share food.
It totally killed, like, pretty much every small church vibe because, like, every other Sunday is a potluck.
I know.
After.
I was thinking of the word potluck. I was trying to figure out.
Do you know what a potluck is?
No, yeah, I do.
Okay.
I forgot the word. So I was like, cookout?
No.
Dine-in?
Potluck.
Food. What is it?
It's like everybody brings a dish, and like I grew up in a small church where we had potlucks all the time. Ugh. And it was fantastic. And because of it, we ended up making like a church cookbook. I feel like those are things like
that's
other churches
so
are
cute.
Like I remember in the 90s, church directories were big. Like we have to have a church directory so that everybody's phone number and picture is in there.
Lovely.
And like, and as soon as it was printed, like a year after all the pictures were taken,
everything
it was outdated
changed.
Because like half the people were either gone or like there were a bunch of new people.
Love that.
It's just like, what do we do now? But there was a directory, or you made all your efforts into a church cookbook. So, and it was because of the potlucks.
My mom has a church cookbook.
From where?
From the chapel.
We made a church cookbook?
Yeah.
What?
100%. I think like the staff wives did.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. She still uses it. That's like Old Faithful.
Yeah. Old Faithful.
There's like a couple recipes that I'm like, oh yeah, we need to get that one.
There's like a bunch of hymns in there too. Like just hymns and recipes. That reminds me of there was a devotional book for anybody who doesn't know that I used to use. It's called He Reads Truth. And it basically like walks you through scripture and has like notes and stuff. It's really cool. But they also have a She Reads Truth, which is like for girls, women. Sorry. And we ended up for interns one year.
Are
we're
you
like,
telling this
yes,
story?
We're like, let's get devotional books for our interns. And Betsy was one of our interns, and so we were like, well, let's get all the ladies the She Reads Truth. And like the guys, it was like this like really like manly like gray color and just like.
Just simple
and Bible
nice.
Verses and stuff. And in the girls. Betsy was in the girls one.
Oh, in the girls one. I mean, the cover was pretty. Yep. I enjoy pretty things.
Uh-huh.
Inside, there were recipes. I was so angry. I was so angry.
It's just like, oh, this is for girls? Oh, there should be recipes in it. Because they cook all the time, right?
I was so mad. I was like, I don't want this.
We need to make this not just a devotional book. This needs to be Pinterest with Jesus.
Oh, my gosh. That was one of like the random, very angry moments of my life. Was recipe book devotional. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Man, speaking of devotional.
Speaking of devotionals.
Watch this. What has God been teaching you?
Oh my goodness, what a transition. Oh wow. No, that's a great question, Betsy. I'm glad you asked. What has God been teaching me? So this last week was really, really good. I think that one big thing that God has been reminding me, I think is a little bit, the word humility has been coming to mind. And so just like, as like seek humility as like the opposite of like being prideful and kind of like what we're doing here. So it's really odd, like being somebody who teaches from the front, like in a church like ours, where if you're not careful, you'll kind of like, I don't know, you like get in your own head or you'll believe your own hype that like, wow, like I'm a really great teacher or like people come to listen to me, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. And so, and like, I feel like those are just little things that the enemy tries to put in your head to like, I don't know, make you become prideful like in what you're doing rather than the fact that it's the Holy Spirit who's working and moving in people's hearts and lives as you're teaching. And so, like, I feel like as we've started to come back, I've been really thankful for the way that, like, middle school has been running, where right now, like, I'm looking out there. I can see the room right now. It's just round tables. Today we're going to, like, disassemble part of the stage. I just like being on the floor, and, like, we've just got slides and stuff on a TV. It's been really simple, and we're just hanging out. Like, I've really, really been enjoying that, and I feel like God has been just trying to remind me of the way that he can use middle schoolers, like of the way that he can use anybody. It's not about being up on a stage. It's not about being like somebody with a degree or whatever. Like, you can teach, you can go, you can share the gospel, like if you have the Holy Spirit in you. And I know this is a theme that we've been hitting for probably the last couple of weeks, but I just really feel like he's been hammering this home. And it's what led me to, like, later today, where actually we're going to take the stage apart. I just want to get it out of here just for a little while. And just as we start to come back, like, in the middle school room, right, like, there's less of us, and that's okay. But just to say, like, hey, we're all in this together. Like, there is no, like, professional teacher from the front kind of thing. Like, let's just see what God's word's teaching us and, like, yeah, look at it. So that's been really, really good. So humility in that way. And then I feel like God's just been just constantly trying to like challenge the way that I view middle schoolers and even just like other believers, of just like not, I guess not counting anybody out in terms of like what they can do for God's kingdom.
Love
so
that.
I feel like we look at people and it's like, oh, well, this person has that or this issue. Or
they have to be like this percent Christian elite in order to make this much impact.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, God's really just been honestly just like hammering me with that, I think, for like the last week or so. Mm-hmm. And just, it's just been really, really good to say like, okay, well, if I really believe that the same Holy Spirit is in me, that's in the middle schoolers, that's in you, that whoever's listening to this, like he can use all of us. And it doesn't matter, like, how quote unquote educated or like biblically literate we are. Like, I mean, yes, knowing the Bible is important. Like, you need to know God's word, right? Because that's where our theology comes from. That's where what we believe comes from. But at the same time, like, don't think that you need to wait until you're 10 years down the road as a believer, like, and having gone through like online education or whatever, like a college degree in Bible, like to spread the gospel. Like,
no,
the disciples like hung out with Jesus for 3 years, but like they were fishers and like tax collectors, and they didn't have a ton of formal education. Like, a lot of them had other people write their like gospels for them, like scribes and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't know. That's just been really good. God's been really kind of pushing me on that. So what about you, Betsy? What's God been teaching you? What's something that like Holy Spirit's working on your heart or just been challenging you?
I feel like a little similar to what you were saying. I've been going through the book of Exodus, which has been really cool. I don't think I've like studied Exodus at a great length ever before. Mm-hmm. Like I was like hearing the stories of like Israel in the wilderness. I feel like there's like some like really weird things that happen that I'm like always intrigued by, and like some really cool like moments and like teaching moments that you can like pull apart from Exodus. But these past couple days, I just read this morning of this part about Jethro giving Moses advice, and the day before was about Moses. Like there was like this like battle, and Moses had to hold up his hands, and when he put them down, they lost. But when they like held them, when he held up his hands, they won. And like Aaron and another guy were holding up Aaron's hands, and like it was just this theme of having people alongside you in the work you do and in ministry. Ooh. Like that was kind of been like the theme today, because Jethro was like Moses's father-in-law. So like Jethro was just like observing how Moses was acting and doing ministry. And like he was having like everyone go to him for all their problems, and he would do all the fixing and everything. And Jethro was like, this isn't good. This is bad. Like you're going to get exhausted, and this isn't good for anyone. Like you need to have people that you can, that can take up some of the slack, that help carry the burden.
Yeah.
And like that was really cool reading that. And then like off the tails of like Moses's arms being held up. I don't think I've also ever like read that before.
That's so funny when you like get to a passage where you're like, I thought I knew like the whole Bible, but also what is this?
Yeah, literally, that's how it was. Well, I feel like that always happens with Exodus and like is like something in the wilderness with Israel. There's always some things I'm like, oh yeah, I had no idea. But like that was just very cool of like, in order to succeed in anything, whether it's doing ministry or doing work or like doing something of value, doing it by yourself is not really effective.
Yeah.
Like baseline, even like, I feel like our world would accept that a little bit. Like going about things on your own.
Yeah, everybody likes kind of like the lone wolf. Like, it's like, wow, they did it all by themselves.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. But it was just really cool to like be encouraged and like read that, especially this week as we like talk more about like how we can like, you know, be better. And like there's been like moments this week where I have to like check in to see if I like actually am trying to do everything on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I'm having people like come alongside me, like who's actually like helping me? How can I help someone else like do ministry together? Like am I acting like I have to do it all on my own? And that was just like cool to read that this morning in Exodus. And then like previously.
I think that's a really good question to ask like anybody who's listening to. Like, so if you're listening to this, like who are the people in your life that are kind of holding you up as you walk through life or just in general? Like who are the people that you go to when you've got a question about something, or if you're like, man, I just really need some help or some prayer? Like who are the people that you go to? And if you're thinking, man, I don't have anybody like that, like we'd encourage you to find somebody, but like we can also help you. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
So
I just like think of like small groups.
Yeah.
Because like our middle school small groups will be starting up.
Yep.
Pretty soon.
Yeah. Signups are actually going to open up on Sunday. So that's great.
And like having that, like if you feel like you're going at it alone, having a small group of like people who are like around you has always like has like been a game changer for me.
Yeah.
I feel like feeling like I have a group of people who care about me, and having someone who's like maybe older or wiser or someone that I really trust to offer advice when needed. You know, I feel like you need your Jethros to like speak into you.
Yeah.
Who's like older and wiser and like can see things that you're doing wrong. But you also need like your Aaron and like, I don't know, the other guy was holding up his arm, but it's like his friend holding up their arm, who are like on the same like playing field. Like you need both.
Yep.
And I think you get them easily through a small group.
I agree. Yeah, you have adult leaders who love you and care about you and like want to pour into you, invest. And then also you have friends that are there as well, like learning and growing and trying to figure things out too. So it's just like, yeah, small groups are really interesting. And I think that it's one of the best things to get involved in. So, because it can be like a little group where you're discipled. And I mean, that's honestly the goal, is that everybody would have somebody who's discipling them. So yeah, actually signups will open on Sunday and will run for 2 weeks. And then middle school groups will start up on the 30th, which is the last Wednesday in September. So we'll have 2 weeks for sign up. So we're going to push that for like the next 2 weeks, which is honestly, that's like a great, I'm glad that we hit that. So I would say that some of my best experiences like in the church involve being in just like a great small group. I think that I have a pretty great small group now, like an adult small group. So
I'd say so.
I mean, Betsy's in it, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. But
so, but honestly, like that's where all of our really good friends come from. And it's a great place to like invite in new believers and people. And so it's just like trying to figure out like where people fit in. And I think that small groups are one of the best things that we do. So, yeah, I think it's really, really good. I would say that, man, yeah, I would say that as we kind of get ready for like Sunday and stuff, just as like a reminder to everybody who's going to be here, like whenever you're here, don't feel like you need to kind of like pretend or whatever. Like I kind of what we were saying earlier, I want anybody who's here to just like be themselves. And I want this to be a space where it's just like, hey, we're all kind of on the same playing field. We're learning together. We're talking, like that's what the round tables are. And so it's just like, hey, we're doing this together. And so I'm excited for Sunday. I'm excited to see everybody again. So it's going to be good. We talked a little bit about James on this past Sunday, like, and that was really cool. But I don't know. I think we could probably save that for like another time. I think this was good.
Yeah.
I feel like we're at a good conclusion here. So who are the Jethros in your life? Who are the Jethros?
Yeah.
That's such an interesting name, too. Is there anybody right now whose name is Jethro?
No, but I would love to meet someone.
You think maybe the Amish?
Probably.
But they're not going to listen. They're not going to listen to this.
No, they don't know.
They don't know. They don't know that we're talking about them. Maybe there's somebody out there.
Secret Amish.
Some guy named Jethro. He's like, hey. I don't know. Oh, well, man, all right. Well, all right. All on that. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. If you have any questions or concerns or anything, if you just want to talk to us, you want to shoot the breeze. If your name's Jethro, GSM at thechapel.life, you could shoot us an email. So we love you guys, and we'll see you guys next week. Don't forget about our Time Alone with God episodes as well that continue to release. Right now they've been releasing on Tuesdays. So go check those out if you need just some good time alone with God. And I believe we're actually also reading James on the TOG podcast as well. Woo-hoo. Right now. So
James.
That's right, double James. So go check those out. And we'll see you guys next week.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Green Student Ministries Middle School Podcast of the Chapel in Green. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact us at gsm@thechapel.life or follow us on Instagram @Green Student Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.